Moving over to the automation community, users are wrestling with the stark reality of the freelance market and technical implementations. In a post titled Feeling Stuck, Trying But Going Nowhere, a solo developer from India shares their frustration with cold outreach, client acquisition, and building comprehensive CRM and automation solutions. They report being consistently ghosted and shut down by businesses. Community members weighed in with heavy doses of pragmatic advice. One commenter pointed out that legacy-bound businesses are terrified of data integrity issues, making trust a slow burn. Another noted that pitching abstract concepts like "I build automations" always fails, whereas identifying concrete, localized pain points such as manual responses to repetitive customer service inquiries shatters resistance because people immediately recognize their own daily headaches. In another technical discussion, letting an agent answer data questions without stuffing the schema into every prompt, a user explores using the Databricks Genie Conversation API to execute natural language to SQL tasks over REST, keeping the complex schema and table joins encapsulated within the Genie space instead of constantly flooding model context windows. Experienced developers responded with deep architectural insights regarding messy database schemas. One engineer explained that SQL syntax validity stops being the primary hurdle. Instead, semantic interpretation becomes the absolute game. Similar-looking tables across historical years, ambiguous metric definitions like revenue without strict exclusions, and complex join fanouts will easily induce confident hallucinations and drift. The consensus points to maintaining a strict semantic layer, employing curated analytical views with unambiguous column names, and utilizing guardrails that route ambiguous queries to humans rather than outputting raw, unchecked numbers. Meanwhile, a user looking for photo renaming wants to automate sorting thousands of travel photos using face recognition, date parsing, and reverse geocoding into a structured French filename format like date, time, names, monument, city, and country. The community strongly recommended avoiding direct file overwrites, advising instead to use local asset managers like Digicam or Image to handle face clusters and metadata tags in XMP format, and leveraging EXIF tool alongside a CSV preview manifest to prevent a single bad facial match from corrupting entire libraries. Finally, a tech YouTuber posted about YouTube comment automation, seeking ways to capture email leads via comments similar to Instagram's ManyChat integrations, but hit a severe infrastructural roadblock. Commenters quickly warned that the main bottleneck isn't the API logic, but the strict YouTube data API v3 quota limits. Because YouTube lacks a push notification webhook for generic comment streams, developers are forced into polling loops that can rapidly exhaust daily quotas across just a handful of active videos unless intelligent back-off strategies are implemented for older content. Switching gears to the search engine optimization landscape on our Big SEO, user anxiety is palpable. In a short thread titled "Big Changes in Google Clicks Since August 2026, a publisher flags a steep, unexplained drop-off in organic traffic, suspecting an unannounced core algorithm update. In another career-focused thread, "Need Guidance for SEO-Related Jobs," a newcomer shares their journey of transitioning into the field, landing a freelance gig, and gaining access to Aref's light plans while navigating the steep learning curve of technical SEO. Seasoned professionals rallied to offer stellar portfolio advice. Multiple responses stressed that recruiters and clients care far less about software certification certificates and far more about concrete, quantifiable business outcomes. The community urged the original poster to ditch generic skill lists and instead build detailed case studies showcasing specific technical audits, crawl error resolutions, log file diagnoses, and exact percentage increases in organic traffic metrics.